Are you interested in a more holistic approach to women's health? Lilac and Leaf is a virtual women's health clinic serving the Greater Vancouver region, bringing together mental health, nutrition, and well-being. Alongside our team of specialized counselors and dietitians, Lilac and Leaf offers access to discover community-made wellness products and opportunities to take educational workshops led by local health and wellness professionals. Learn more at lilacandleaf.ca.
Niggas know what time it is, baby. Peace to the gods, peace to the earth, peace to all the human families.
Peace, peace, peace.
It's your host, Hard Body Dreams.
It's your brother, King Wise.
This is the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by 001 Order. We in the building. And this is another amazing, ultimate, supreme, motherfucking episode of Bars Without Borders.
Oof.
Come on, God.
Y'all know what time it is, man.
Stop playing, man.
We got young G's in the building. Soldiers.
Yo, man, real.
We got Blitz.
Bop, 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 bop.
From Scotia. We got Scooter from down south Alabama.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And we got Traj hailing from the Edmonton. Yo, Traj, let me get a mic check real quick, brother.
Check one, two.
Oh,
one,
yeah,
two.
There you go. You coming in real good.
Get you in there, G.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, man, Van City, make some motherfucking noise, man, because my mans came through tonight, and I mean, shit, bro. I heard they had to bring the yellow tape. I heard there was yellow tape, man. I heard they had to carry the mics out in body bags.
Bro, that first round for real, man. Oh, That was,
man,
crazy.
Man, it was straight good vibes, everything all across the board. You know what I mean?
We killed that shit.
Yeah.
Indeed. You know what I mean?
We killed that shit. Then the final boss came through and slayed.
Oh, man. This nigga's calling me the final boss.
The final boss.
I'm Bowser. I guess I'm Bowser. I'm Bowser.
I like that.
Calling him the final boss, man.
I'm Bowser and Mario.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
So, y'all, let's just, this for our listeners real quick, let's just go around. I want y'all to introduce yourselves, man. Tell them where you're from.
Indeed.
And tell them, you know, why you do this right here.
Okay.
This thing called hip hop right here.
Hey, yo, this Traj on beats. You know, I'm straight from Edmonton, CV's finest original. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this shit since 1999.
Hey.
The old nigga,
straight
the OG.
Up. Straight up.
But I'm still doing it. I'm still kicking. I'm still fucking, you know, I don't even know I can curse on the radio, but whatever.
Oh, yeah, we late night uncensored.
We late night, man.
Man.
Let's do it.
Best syndicate, y'all heard it first. Unfiltered. Hey. Explicit, G.
Let's go.
Do it. So now we back in the building. You know, this is my second coming of Traj on beats.
Oof.
You know, right now I'm just laying the heat for these young niggas to come up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when the time is right, You know, Tragic gonna come back with them bars and shit. You already know, for everybody that know Tragic music from back in the day and shit, representing Edmonton to Van City.
Let's go. No doubt.
I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Hey, Scooter checking in the building.
Scooter.
Yes, you know what I mean? 320 to the 604, man. From Alabama, from the bottom all the way to the top.
Oof.
Vancouver, Canada.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I'm here checking in with the Boom Bap Syndicate. You know, everything's love, everything's peace, man. I do this shit just for that. You know what I mean? Just to spit the real, to give these youngsters, to give everybody the reality of what's really going on out here. You know, we need truth.
Indeed.
You know, it's a lot of false narratives going around, but we need truth, and that's what we bringing. You know what I mean? So shout out to Hard Body, shout out to King Wise.
Peace.
I'm in the building.
Yeah, appreciate
you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Peace, family. Yeah, my name Blitz. You already know, man. Nova Scotia, BC. You know, I was raised out here. You know, I was born in Nova Scotia. You know, my family comes from Africville. You know,
straight up.
Black loyalist descendant.
Mm.
You know, 1812 descendant.
Mm.
Real nigga shit.
Mm.
Niggas ain't understand.
Mm.
Yeah. Niggas that do understand.
Uh huh.
I'm here for you and I'm spitting for you.
That's
this
right.
Is for you niggas.
That's right. Yeah.
No
you
doubt.
Niggas ain't understand me. They go suck a dick, nigga.
Damn.
Hey, yeah. Hey, tell them check.
Love to all my brothers though. I ain't hating on all my niggas. You know. Love to all my niggas. We gonna represent fully for all my brothers worldwide.
Man. Salute.
100%.
You know what it is, man. We about the people.
That's right.
We here to spread unity, you know.
That's right.
And also educate all the human families of the planet Earth. So you tune in to the Boom Bap Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Indeed, indeed.
Yo, Hardbody, what? You got any questions for the stars? Y'all stars today.
Come on, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man. We gonna learn, man. This a real black congregation popping right now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's very important it's very important for, I think my mic went out, God. You turn it down?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's yeah, good. Leave it right there, G. So, you know, it's really important for you know, black people, original people to come together and you know, make something great without any of the devilishment that has been placed on our minds. You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying? Like yeah. Like, the oppression aspect is not just something that happened years ago, but it runs through the genetics. You know what I'm saying? And so, in order for us to see that, you know, there's a lot of trauma that has taken place within our families and has been passed down to us, if we know that, then we gotta be responsible and change those patterns, right? And you know, hip hop is definitely one of the ways that we can reach people on a global scale, right?
Global
scale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, being that y'all all come from three different separate spots on the planet Earth, right?
Yeah.
What was the first rap song that y'all ever heard?
Oh man.
Okay.
I'm gonna jump into this real quick right here. And it's Scooter checking in 334 to the 604. You know what I'm saying? Bama to Canada. It's so crazy, man. It's ironic, man. Like, the first rap song I ever heard that kind of inspired me, and I was a young boy. I'm gonna shout out MC8. Straight up menace.
Compton.
Straight up menace.
Come on, man. Straight up
menace.
Menace
to society. Straight up menace.
Oh, my goodness.
This shit changed my life, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Straight up menace, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Down,
down, down, down.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, come on.
Straight up menace.
Oh, my goodness.
That's actually a really good question, man, because I actually thought about that the other day, and you know, I kind of came from a Jamaican Jamaican heritage. So like, yeah, growing up in Jamaica, we didn't listen to a lot of hip hop. But when I moved here to Canada, my sister, she actually grew up in New York, and she, so every time she come here for the summer, she would she'd bring back like a mixtape. And I remember specifically the first rap song that I listened to and that I kind of like memorized the lyrics was Snoop Dogg on his first Doggy Style album.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So okay, that kind of like set the tone for me. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the one right there. Yeah. That shit said.
The dog, bow wow, you be yo, you be
yo. That was my first exposure to hip hop.
Okay,
as a young nigga, and hearing that, you know, that bass line just kick in like right off the bat. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know. That did some. That did something to me. And back then, I was supposed to be a heavy Christian, you know, listening to gospel music, but like, on the side, just low key, just like,
yeah,
you know, hearing some Snoop Dogg shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That really turned me out. So
he had the whole clip that was fire.
DPG.
That was back in the days when like the artwork.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you remember the artwork?
Oh, I remember the artwork. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
crazy.
Doggy style artwork. Doggy style artwork.
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
Yeah.
The doggy style artwork was crazy.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, it was pretty dope, man.
Indeed.
That was my first exposure, definitely.
Oh my god. Oh, what man. About you, Bliss?
Yeah, me, the first time that I got into hip-hop music, you know, after my step-pops died.
Yeah.
I was like 13.
Okay,
I was 13 at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my step-pops died. And then, you know, I was listening to a lot of Tupac.
Okay, mm-hmm. You know, Pac, the realest.
Pac, he was on that real type of passion shit when your people dies. You know, he has something for you to, you know.
You can resonate with.
Yeah,
indeed.
So I studied all Pac albums. Mm. And I studied, and then, you know, I ventured off, studied all other rappers. And then Pac just gave me that damn vibe, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
1,000.
I'll get all the Pac. You know,
you gotta give it to Pac, man.
I gotta give Pac, because it was a Pac when that time when my dad died.
Yeah.
If I wasn't listening to Tupac.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck. I probably would have murked
right
them niggas.
Oh, that's definitely.
Probably been in jail.
Yeah.
But that nigga was fucking, you know. Like,
he gave you real.
Yeah, he's giving you real talk. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was going through some shit at that time.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here
like,
now,
though.
Yeah.
For sure.
And yeah, much love to Pop. I'm not going to say just Pop, Biggie.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
Biggie.
At that time, too, there was Nas.
Yeah,
Nas was killing it. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that motherfucking, yeah, you niggas, you know, Nas is like,
yeah,
you know, Nas is like, that
had
come on,
nigga,
man.
You know,
oof, yeah, choco, that shit heavy.
Choco,
well, that was
in a certain situation. Stillmatic. Where you feel whack,
yeah.
You don't feel you want to die.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, especially when you come from a crazy life.
Yeah,
like these niggas don't understand where you come from. Poor
that's,
lives. And
that's right. That's
fucking,
right. Poverty.
You know, yeah, poverty, nigga.
That's right.
And what drives you to want to kill niggas? But we don't. Yeah. I ain't nobody gonna kill them. But I'm just saying, like.
You say you talking about like the cycle, or
yeah,
like
you know the cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just
know, when niggas.
Somewhere where you ended up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cycle as, you know what I mean?
Especially being black Nova Scotian, nigga. Mm-hmm. My people's been here 400 years dealing with this shit.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I didn't die, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Surviving, and I'm dealing with this shit, and I'm spitting crack. I'm still here. We didn't die. Mic-Mac. Black Nova Scotia.
No doubt.
Straight up.
Mic-Mac.
Straight up.
Mic-Mac, man. That's no shit, bro.
I love the world as long as you love me. If you don't love me, then fuck you, nigga.
Shout out to the Mic-Macs.
Straight up, though.
Hey.
Straight up, man.
Yo, just for you saying that. I love you today.
Hey, no doubt though.
Shout out to the
no doubt, because you know when the French came here, right? They used a black man, and his last name was DaCosta.
Yeah. They were all,
and he came here to translate. He came. No, I'm just saying, like he came here to translate to the original people on here.
What was his name? What was his name now?
His last name was DaCosta. It was
Oh shit.
It was it Marcus DaCosta? No.
Tell me, family.
Exactly, right? So he obviously had to, his family had to be, and he was a free man.
He's a free man.
And this is before, Europe, yeah, 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 right?
Now,
so
how did this nigga know how to translate to Mi'kmaq people?
Indeed.
Speak like, on that. Speak
he
on
know
that.
How to speak?
He was black.
Let us know.
It just showed the, okay. The indigenous.
Don't worry, y'all gonna hate me today. They were all black. They were all black. Everybody was black. Everybody.
We are the indigenous. We the indigenous.
Everybody was black, nigga.
Yeah.
At that time, everybody was black. 1600s, everybody was black. All
right. On this side of the continent, nigga, or on this side of the yeah,
maybe
yeah.
In BC, there might be a little bit of black.
I'm gonna say
a mixture of
North America,
the Inuit niggas. I don't know. Fuck, nigga. We've been here,
no,
nigga.
Bro.
Well.
Kill me.
I come
No. Hold on.
North America.
Yeah.
What they called a $5 Indian and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a play on the words.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I do know that.
That was a play on the words. You know how they tried to change everything.
I want to know what's his name, DaCosta.
How? In the Caribbean. Let
him speak. Let him speak. I want to know.
Let's go hard,
DaCosta,
body.
Is
hard
that
body.
His name, DaCosta?
Yeah, God, look up his first name again.
Oh,
to DaCosta?
Yeah, Matthew DaCosta.
Yeah, Matthew DaCosta.
Okay.
That's right.
How
I knew
this
it.
This nigga know how to come to Nova Scotia and translate to the
man. Let the brother
how?
Speak on that.
Well, from what?
Because we the guys, we be here.
Exactly. So,
simple.
That's yeah,
yeah. That shit simple.
How does a brother come from Europe and translate to an indigenous community?
Hey, yo,
we
my brother
been
gonna
here.
Speak on it. Let him speak on it.
Hard body.
Hard body, tell me.
Well,
how?
But just based off the bit that I know, right? I ain't saying I'm the master of this specific topic,
know.
Right? But from what I've seen, is that first of all, the first black slaves actually were here in 1602.
Gotcha.
Of course.
Okay, and so that's even before 1619, right?
Okay.
So, but. Yes. There was a wave of brothers who came from Spain as well.
Yeah.
In 1555, to the shores of America. There was something called the Tribe of Jabar, mm-hmm. And you know, these were like warrior, high science type mm-hmm. brothers. But as far as what they know about Matthew DaCosta, it's very. The information is limited, obviously, because it's kept a secret.
Of course.
But for him,
collaborating.
Yeah, for him to have known the language of the people on this
How?
On this side and know French. Some say that he was he obviously
no,
his lineage.
You don't want to hear their bullshit.
Black Portuguese.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No. How is he speaking Mi'kmaq language though?
Well, I mean.
You would.
They kidnap a Mi'kmaq and make them.
But hold on, God. Hold on. This is the thing, right? remember, right? What I said, right? Like, if we're going to talk about these things, we got to be able to show and prove it, right?
That's right.
Especially
on the radio. Like, it can't just be like.
We need
the
facts.
Y'all, we know what it is. We know what it is, but, like, however, you still have to deliver it in a way that people
facts.
Can digest it.
We need the facts.
And, it's got to be fact. Because. You know what I mean? How many brothers have you know what I mean? Made some claims that you know not everything.
I'll show you.
You know what I'm saying?
Right now, on my ancestry, nigga, I trace my shit back. I have an ancestor that lived in a certain part in Nova Scotia called New Ross.
Okay.
1803.
New Frost.
New Frost.
New Ross.
New Ross. Okay.
1803, huh? And. There was nobody there until 1819, but this guy was born there 1803.
Whoa.
And it was a wooded area, all Mi'kmaq, in 1803. So one of my great-great-grandfathers was born on this land on 1803 before it was colonized in 1819. So, but the thing is, I can't prove that with that, and it pissed me off.
So you said that nobody lived there?
nobody lived there until 1819, but he was born there in 1803.
And what's the date on the abolishment of slavery in the British colonies?
What is it? 1836?
36?
Yeah.
It's not 65?
So the
1865 or 1875?
1865 in the States. 1835 in Canada.
I know. I got so many dates in my head, bro. Like,
but the thing is,
is it 1834. Yeah, I got it up right here.
Yeah.
Okay, 1 year early.
Yeah, because the first brother who graduated out of university actually came from Halifax, because they had a rule in 1860. That said, that it was a bylaw that blacks could not go to schools, right?
Yeah, they want niggas going into the damn communities. Anything that's white on, like my great aunt family, Viola Desmond.
Viola Desmond's your great aunt?
She on the $10 bill.
I'm sorry.
Lee.
My great grandmother, Viola Desmond, my great aunt. No, my bad. Great aunt.
Yes, she is. She is. Yeah, bro.
I'm here for you. And I'm here for you, fucking.
That's real.
Represent for you, Viola.
That's right.
That's real. That's real, bro. Because they charged her with tax evasion just because she didn't pay to go into the theater. Aunt.
My last name's Desmond, family.
Okay.
My last name is Terrell Desmond.
We here with the descendant.
Yo, I'm Terrell Desmond.
Royalty in the building.
You know,
my
great aunt, Viola Desmond.
Indeed.
She had to go through that bullshit.
My great grandmother's Eleanor Collins. She is the first black woman in Canada to have her own show on CBC.
Oh, dope.
Hey. And they gave her
royalty in the building right now.
She died at 104. Yeah, she was actually
the first black woman in BC?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this is the perfect episode.
I'm telling you, man.
They give her a they give her a postage stamp.
I'm in here with the royal.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my first black people in BC right here.
One aspect of my family, right?
And they
came from Oklahoma to Edmonton.
Let's go, nigga.
And then she came out here.
Oklahoma to
stand up.
Yeah.
CV.
Yeah, bro. You know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying?
The same tribe as me, nigga.
So that's when y'all heard the first rap song. Now, when did y'all pick up the mic?
Honestly, man, that's kind of like the same question for me, because me hearing that song and seeing that movie, that like started like my first rap.
This nigga's Yamasee.
And I was like young.
Yamasee niggas.
You know what I mean? I was like hella young then. I was like 7, 8 years old. MC8, straight up Menace to Society. Yeah. That shit swallowed me whole.
Yeah.
Mia, you know what I mean? Young country nigga from the bottom.
They wanted
saying that, you know what I mean?
We gonna keep it going, niggas.
You know what I mean? That really turned me up, you know what I mean?
Nigga, Yamasee tribe.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Cherokees, the Choctaws, nigga. We all been a race.
Choctaws.
We here,
yep,
nigga.
Yep.
I'm here.
That's right.
So when you heard that.
Yeah, MCA. When I heard that shit turned me to another level. Because like so much family members and shit, I was a young nigga, but I'm always been an old soul.
Indeed.
You feel me? So it's like I was always around people that was way older than me, whether it was family, whether it was friends or whatever. You know what I mean? So that like put me in a whole nother like dimension when it came to music. So that's why like when I heard that straight up Menace, it made me want to write a rap. And I was like 8 years old. I didn't even know what the fuck I was doing. But I wanted to do it. And from that moment, spitting crack.
Hey.
Yeah.
This nigga.
Yeah. I like that. Yo, I like that.
You tapped into the crack frequencies, man.
That's what y'all be saying. Yo, spitting crack
out here, boy.
Because it's powerful. Yeah, how about you, Traj?
I probably wrote my first rhyme probably like late 90s, man. Like, I'm trying to remember actually, like, you know, trying to go way back then. But it was probably around after Biggie died. You know, probably a little bit after that, right? Maybe like 98, 99.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a OG in this shit. You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing it for a minute, and it's funny because we actually, so I grew up in Edmonton, obviously, but the first song that I ever recorded, we went back to I don't know if you guys remember the DAT machine. Like this is going way back. Like, recording on a DAT machine. Like, this is before CDs.
You know what I mean? Okay.
So, like, DAT machine. Yeah. So, that was my first.
Shit, I never heard.
I ain't even heard of that.
So, like, this is for all the old heads that actually used to record back in the early, I guess the late 90s.
Damn, six tracks.
Oh yeah, this is way before that. This is called a DAT machine. So and studio prices was crazy. It was like $140 an hour or some crazy shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So yeah, so that's when we started recording, and then I think we did like our first track on a DAT machine, and then after that we started recording like on cassette tapes. So shout out to Edmonton legend back in the day, 118.
118
was his name, Doug Bedard. Shout out to Doug Bedard if you're listening, probably not, but Doug Bedard actually recorded our first song.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he's not even black. He was native. He was native. Shout out to
my nigga Blitz. Blitz. The one that they call you Blitz.
Hey. Shout out to Doug Bedard.
Yo, man.
Hey,
we're tired of giving our presents.
I'm going to give Doug Bedard his props. Shout out to 118 from Edmonton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Recorded our first track. You know what I mean? And that was on cassette tape.
Yeah.
And, you know, from then, it was just history, man. Like, once we made that first track, it was just,
You remember the name of the track?
I can't even tell you right now, but, it was, niggas felt it in the hood, you know what I mean? Like, it was one of those tracks, like, that was getting played, you know, getting passed around a lot.
Yeah.
So that kind of definitely propelled us to keep going, and obviously from that we had our own studio. We started recording on CDs, and from there we formulated the group from Edmonton. If anybody from Edmonton that's listening, that's from my era, you already know CV's Finest, Clearview, Northside, Edmonton. Shout outs to CV's Finest. We held it down. We kind of did our own thing, and we made like a bunch of mixtapes and shit. We kind of actually started a whole mixtape thing in Edmonton, handing out free CDs, and just built our name from there. And then, and then I had to fucking dip out of there, man. Mm-hmm. Here I am. You know what I mean? BC, Van City.
Yeah.
We doing the big styles. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
We about to that, man.
Back.
You ain't never get too old for nothing.
You know what I mean? I feel old. I feel a little bit old in this.
Nigga, you got some grays.
I got a lot of grays, but
you're getting gray bars. The bars is gray.
The bars is gray, but it's still heavy.
Yes, sir.
Anybody that know tragic music, you know I'll come with it.
The bars is gray.
I stepped away for a minute, but I'm back.
Yes, sir.
I'm back.
Y'all heard that, man. You know, with that, we're going to go into some music, man.
Indeed,
let's get it.
Indeed.
Bars Without Borders, Episode 2.
Indeed.
I'm thankful to be building with these brothers right here.
Got some more hot fire for y'all, man. The Boom Bash Syndicate, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Straight up. Y'all know what it is.
Fire in the spot, you know what I mean?
Love y'all just.